This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Coming to you from the Detroit Sound Studios above Active 8 Gaming, it's The Undercard. Bringing you the best in hand combat coverage with feature interviews, major events, and the hottest ring girls from around the nation. The Undercard is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. And now, here they are, always in your corner, Brad, Marv, and Jimmy.
Welcome to The Undercard, everybody. It is November 1st. We are officially 7 days away from the political apocalypse that is about to happen. But we do want to remind you, The Undercard is where to get your election news. So if you do want to tune in to Podcast Detroit next week.
Oh, that's right. Oh, crap.
We do have a TV out there.
Shit, I got to go vote early.
Vote early and vote often.
Well, I've already
voted. You can only vote once.
I've already voted for Bernie 17 times.
Yes. So. You can only vote once legally.
Maybe you can only vote legally. Once. I have so many IDs. Yeah. I'm myself. I'm an old Jewish woman. I'm a small black man
named Tyrone.
Well, that's just racist, Jimmy.
Yeah, so this will
His
be...
His name is Toby. No, oh, my God.
You couldn't even finish that.
I couldn't.
You couldn't even finish that.
That was terrible.
That was horrible.
I apologize.
You should apologize.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to have to do another on-air apology. Okay. All right. Brad, get us back on the race. See, this is what happens when you leave us for a week.
I know. It's all to hell. So we're going to try to track down... a great boxer here in a second, but he is at a Piston game, so I want to...
Oh, is that where he's at?
Oh, Jesus. I don't want to introduce him until for sure we get him on the line.
Okay, because, yeah, what if we catch him while he's peeing or something?
No, I'm sure that would be awesome. He'll be in the suite.
Or you're in the background, you hear, Detroit basketball.
freaking Mason. Is it Mason that does that? He's horrible. Sorry, Mason. 313 Paranormal's in here. They are going to be talking to Marv and Jimmy. They did another ghost hunt. They're going to talk about that. But we always try to have them on around Halloween. This year it's November 1st. We're having them on.
Yeah, we're closing out the season with, like, right. You know, like, they're like, you always put your best thing at the end, right? So they're the headliners of our holiday season.
It is All Souls Day, though, too. All Saints
Day. All Saints Day. All Souls Day is tomorrow.
Okay.
Please get your stolen pagan holidays correct.
So November 2nd. So it's all Souls Eve.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Technically,
right, yes. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Technically, you are correct.
It's also Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos. Oh.
Speak into the mic, Tracy.
No, I don't want to say that.
Well, we can hear you regardless.
Now,
so.
Now you just sound like you don't know what you're doing.
No, because my kids, my students and I, we were just celebrating the children's Dia de los Muertos.
That's actually kind of depressing.
No, it's a good thing.
Dead children.
Wait, yeah.
Hey, everybody, let's all sit around and talk about dead babies.
So, tomorrow is
Who the, wants to go first?
Tomorrow's the adult version. I mean,
I'm okay with that one.
So what is that, Tracy?
It's a Hispanic holiday where they celebrate, where they believe the veil between the living and the dead has thinned out, mm-hmm. so that people come back. Like, today would be the day that children come back to visit their families, and they have big parties and celebrations. They clean up the... They celebrate in the cemeteries, and they clean up the cemeteries, mm-hmm. and they have Day of the Dead bread and
yeah,
sugar
they put
skulls
out offerings and, for them yeah. and stuff like that. Mm. And then tomorrow it's All Souls Day, where they do it for like everybody.
So they do it for the adults. So today is just for the kids.
Gotcha. So tomorrow is when the tequila comes out.
I'm pretty sure it's coming out tonight too. Because
starts at midnight. So it started last night, midnight last
right.
night.
Yes.
So at midnight tonight, yeah, the tequila.
The tequila already came out. Don't let them fool you. I don't believe there's a drinking age in Mexico. So,
and always tall as if you can,
if you can
get to the bar.
Yeah. I was going
to
say, if you can reach the bar. Yeah, that's
what
right.
if I'm a midget? That sucks.
Yeah,
that's what. Absolutely. That's what.
Actually, so wait, tall enough to make. So what if I just built a really short bar?
Yeah. Well, you know,
like a baby can just like crawl in, and I'm like, he can reach the bar. He right. gets tequila.
There you go.
My experience in Mexico,
they'll sleep well tonight.
They don't care.
That's how you get the dead
they
baby.
They just
day.
Don't care. You can be young. They don't care. You
yeah.
can
drink. Marv,
what?
That was just
bad.
What?
It's bad.
Does Marv have to apologize?
He does. I'm shooting. I'm shooting. I'm shooting to. I'm going for the trifecta.
We're
only 4 minutes in. I know.
Total disclaimer. I didn't even hear the first joke, which is probably good because if Jimmy was bad,
it wasn't so much a joke.
I don't want to know.
Racist propaganda.
Yeah,
racist
propaganda. God.
And I apologize. Yep. I've been watching too much Trump.
So let's call up our first guest here.
All right.
Let's try to see if this works. Through the power of Skype.
Let's see.
You know that always works out for us.
I'm betting wrong number. I'm going wrong number.
No, may I help you?
Yes, we are calling for Zab Judah. This is Brad. You're on the air with the undercard.
Oh. Sorry, I missed your interview. You
want to
do that?
She said no. There.
Hello?
Hey, Zab, it's Brad from the undercard. How are you today?
Hey, Brad. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry?
No problem. I'm over at the basketball game right now.
Exactly. Right. We're going to fit this in quick.
We'll make it quick. How's it going right now? Who's winning?
It didn't start yet.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, we're good then.
All right. We are joined by Zab Judah. He is a four-time world champion, record of 42-9, one of the top boxers to ever box in the sport of boxing. Really quickly, you're coming back fighting January 21st, 2017, after a three-year layoff. We got to open up, first off, why are you coming back to boxing?
I mean, it's something I did for the last 20 years of my life, and it's, you know, the older I get, the better I feel. So, you know, it's just a great situation just to be 39 years old and still in the state.
Now, you've fought a ton of greats over your careers, Garcia, Khan, Matisse, Cotto, Mayweather. You get this question probably a lot, but we've never asked you it yet. Who is the best fighter you've ever gone against over your career?
I mean, of course, the most challenging fight I've ever been against was Mayweather. But one of the toughest fights came at an early part of my career. It was Mickey Ward. You know, that was the fight that I was in, I remember, and I can remember it like yesterday, you know. I was fighting for my life.
Well,
I pulled the fight off, and it was a great experience.
Mickey Ward always brought it. I mean, when you're in a ring like that and you're fighting somebody with that much intensity, are you feeding off him or are you sticking to a game plan?
You always could be a game plan. I mean, that's what gets you in and out of the ring, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of times you got to freestyle too. You got to freestyle and just do things just to make openings and make it work.
I wanted to ask you this. The sport's changed since the last 3 years that you fought. It's a different background. Top Rank is in a different position and stuff. What's the biggest change you've seen since your last fight 3 years ago in the boxing world?
The competition, the level of competition of the fighters. You know, a lot of these guys got new styles. So a lot of the old school style is, you know, they're not sticking to the game plan of what the pioneers laid down for them. So that's why I'm coming back. I see a lot of openings and flaws in these young guys. And, you know, hey, come back at it. Let's take another shot. Let's see what happens. And whatever happens, God bless.
Who is your favorite boxer in the game right now? I mean, who's must-watch TV for Zab out there?
Andre Ward, Kovalev, Devin Haney. I like Errol Spence. I like Tevin Farmer. I like 140. What's his name? What's your 140 from Omaha.
Oh, Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford, yeah, him, yeah. I like him too. He's a good one right there. He's gonna be great too.
Well, you brought up Sergey Kovalev and Andre Ward, so I have to play this game with you. Who do you see winning that fight as we're coming up on it in a couple weeks?
Man, I'm like a super fan of both of those guys, and I don't know, man. That's gonna be a good fight. Like I said, this weekend I'm heading out to Vegas for the Pacquiao fight. And after that, I'll be right back for the Kovalev Andre Ward fight, and it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be phenomenal, 100%.
Man, you slipped that question like a punch, man. You still got it. Like, you didn't even give me a winner there. You got a Ward or Kovalev. Yeah, who do you think?
I like the winner.
I'll tell you what, if this boxing thing doesn't work out, you have a great future in politics.
Well, how about this? When Canelo and Golovkin eventually, because these guys weren't on your favorite list, when these guys eventually get together sometime next year, because I believe it will happen, who do you see winning that, Canelo or Golovkin?
It's going to be a good fight. I mean, I don't know why. I like Canelo in that fight. If you just stick to a good business, a good boxing plan, and stay thinking boxing, thinking in and out, I think he could pull it off.
And possibly become one of the biggest superstars in a long time. I mean, here's a kid still in his mid-20s. From Mexico, which Mexico always has strong backing from their fans, it would be overall good for the sport if Canelo wins, I believe.
100%. You know, I would love to go for underdog.
And he possibly might be the undercard against Golovkin. I did want to ask you this, though. If you never became a boxer, what would you have become? What would you be doing if you never stepped in a boxing ring?
Very tough question to say because boxing is all I've ever done from the age of 6 years old. About that 6 years old, and I never really thought about anything else but boxing.
You never walk past like an office or someplace like that and go, you know, I would have done that if I wasn't a boxer, like a lawyer, a doctor, anything like that.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's a very deep question. I never thought about what would I be if I wasn't a boxer. I always loved boxing. I always wanted to be a boxer, so I lived out my dreams, and I made it happen.
Welding pays very well, especially you can get hazard pay if you have to do, like, underwater or anything.
Now the interesting...
Yeah, I probably would do import-export iron business.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing about you, Zab, your dad was a world-class kickboxer. I have to imagine if MMA was around back then, you might have been an MMA guy.
I don't know, because my dad took kickboxing to the height of his height. That's the reason why he put us in boxing. But he said that, you know, himself took his career to the height of the top. He was a 6-time kickboxing world champion. And, you know, like you said, you know, it was no money. He said boxing was where the money was at. So if he don't put his boys in anything, he don't put them in boxing.
Now, when we were talking on Sunday evening, you were talking about your family getting involved in the promotional business. Why don't you give them a shout-out with your fight that's coming up, what you and your family are doing?
Yeah, big shout-out to my mother and my aunt, Boss Lady Boxing, Boss Lady Promotions, Renee Akins, Captain Bell, Captain Hines, Bell Hines. good luck to them. Those will be the promoters that will be throwing a fight with us January 21st out of Trenton, New Jersey, Sunbank Arena. It's all preliminary stuff that I'm putting out there, so everybody get ready. January 21st.
Yeah, it can't be January New York 21st. Anymore. As we were talking, New York really, really messed the bed there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know, I wish those guys well, because that is my city. And I do want those guys to come back and bring boxing back to the neck of where it belongs. I hope that they could figure out a system that fix all the problems.
Now, coming from New York, but also living in Las Vegas, which city do you prefer?
I'm in Detroit right now, so.
You gotta say Detroit.
There it is.
Playing the home crowd.
I was gonna say, just go for the middle and pick like Wichita, Kansas. It's right in the middle.
Well, Zab, we're very excited you gave us a few minutes. We know the game's going to get started. We're going to let you enjoy it. But thank you so much, and we'll definitely be following what happens in January. And who knows, is this a one-time fight, or if you win, maybe a few?
Maybe so. Like I said, we're going to see how we feel, and let's take a shot at it, you know? Still feel great, guys.
All right.
You'll see.
All right. Thank you very much, Zab. Enjoy the game. Go Pistons.
Okay. Thank you. New York.
All right, that is Jab Zuda. He basically is taking in a Piston game. He gave us a few moments before.
Do you know why he's in Detroit?
He was in for the Sunday night boxing fights, which there was only six of them. The last two were pretty good. But thank you very much, Zab, for joining us. So we can move on to the other parts of the show really quick. Yeah, I missed last week. Cubbies are still rock and rolling.
Hanging on by a thread.
Yeah. No, we got them right where we want them. 3-2. Yeah. Going back to Cleveland.
I was going
to
say right
where we want
them. You got them right where you want them at their home, home stadium.
Wait, hold on.
Down to, I can see what you mean. Yeah. Right where you want them.
Who knew though? And I don't know how much you're following it. Kyle Schwarber got injured game six. And goes and plays a couple games in the Arizona Fall League. He's not cleared to play the outfield, but he's cleared to be the DH. He was our best hitter in Cleveland, so we weren't able to utilize him in Chicago. He's batting second tonight. We got Jake Arrieta pitching. It's ours. I mean, there'll be a game seven. Whether we come out on game seven, I don't know. But there'll be a game seven. Sure. They're winning tonight.
All right. Okay. Okay. You know? All right.
And then Joe Maddon, he's a
you're cool. leaving us to go watch the game,
yes,
right?
Yes,
like you're getting out of here because
superstitious.
No, I'm just we understand where your loyalties lie. It's fine.
You know, I wouldn't have been here at all for the show, and
except for Zab.
No. Actually, I'm so superstitious. We were at boxing the night. There was only six fights, like I said, and I got home and I watched the game, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to do something box. I get, I even shave. Like, I get weird like that. I know it has nothing to do with it unless Jason says it does.
Do you put
like
a penny in your shoe, only shave like your left testicle? Like,
no.
That's Sunday.
Well, that's what I do. Like when Stanley Cup time comes around and I'm like, the wings are in, I'm like, I only shave lefty.
And that's
Monday for you.
This is going to sound ridiculous. I think the pressure's on the Indians right now. I really do.
So let me ask you this.
Do you think
Charlie Sheen can actually pitch tonight? That's all I'm asking.
We should have had Wild Thing as one of our songs.
Shut up. Dang it.
If you're going that route, the Cubs have a 9-year-old phenom from elementary school.
What they don't have is they don't have a cardboard cutout of the sexy. The sexy.
That's the Indians.
That's
not
what
the
I'm
Cubs.
Saying. Yeah. Well, I'm saying the Indians don't like the Cubs don't have that.
Right.
The Cubs don't. They don't have the motivation of seeing
every time they win, they get a exactly.
I firmly do believe before we start talking to Jason, I do believe for whatever reason this team's so young they don't understand. And with Joe Maddon's like his philosophies and stuff, like last night he let them trick or treat with their kids. They skipped the media, skipped the practice that I believe was mandatory, and they took a later flight out. He really keeps that team pretty relaxed. I imagine they're going to come into the game pretty relaxed today, and I imagine the longer – the innings go where there's no score, or if the Cubs are able to take the lead, pressure's easily on the Indians. I firmly do believe that. Because to close out a series in baseball is difficult.
Right.
You know, last team to come back from a 3-1 was 1985 Kansas City Royals. Mm-hmm. So
We'll see.
Jake Arrieta. Mm-hmm. All right. Go Cubs, go. But we do have 313 Paranormal here. I do want to stick around for the first part of the show with them. But I'm going to let Marv introduce what you guys have been up to the last few days. I believe I missed it because of a Cubs playoff game.
No, it was a couple weeks ago.
No, well, the playoffs have been going on since the end of September.
Oh, well, okay. Well, whatever. Anyway. I think if you're a listener of the show, you know these folks well. We've had them on a few times. We have Jason, Rich, and Jennifer.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, okay, cool. They're sitting in with us. I believe we're going to try to get Christy on the line. Is she going to call in? Or?
She said she's going to try.
Okay, yeah, all right, cool. They're here with they are 313 Paranormal. They are paranormal investigators here in the 313, even though we're in the 248, which is my territory. 248 Paranormal, which is their rival. We're like the Sharks and the Jets.
But you live in 313.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Jimmy, buy the domain quick.
I'm gonna. You know what?
Put
I'm
them
turning,
both out
I'm turning Jimmy's mic off. Jimmy can't talk anymore.
Too late.
And my wife Tracy is actually here with us as well. They can't see you. Give the thumbs up, sweetie. It's radio.
Rochelle's here too.
That
she's
was
observing.
For you.
Rochelle is also here, but she's on her phone. So my wife and I had the privilege of joining 313. 313 Paranormal on an investigation a couple weeks ago at the Bruce Mansion.
That's right.
Yeah, Bruce Mansion. Yeah. In middle of nowhere, Thumb, Michigan. Like drive till you've like gone to the middle of nowhere, make a left and keep going. And then eventually you'll run out of gas. You'll run out of gas right at a gas station. Conveniently, house is right next door. So we were there. So we had a good time. So welcome, guys. And
thank you.
What did you think of the investigation, Jason?
Well, the investigation, just for all of us to get out there and to get, be there mm-hmm. together, it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
But the house itself was pretty disappointing.
Yes.
To say the least.
Yeah.
And it's sad to say because we have investigated there in the past and walked away with some pretty good evidence.
Yeah, you were telling us that. And it looks like a really cool place.
It is. It's an amazing place.
When you think of haunted, creepy place, that is the ultimate image
like
of
it. It looks very close to like the Psycho House, you know, like in looks and stuff. So.
Right.
But they informed us an hour before we're going to investigate that they had done a cleansing of the house to get rid of evil spirits. Can you tell us a little bit about like what that involves and what it does?
Well, what they did, they informed us while we were walking through they were giving us the tour,
right. A
walkthrough prior to investigation, and then they informed,
after we had signed the waivers,
yes.
saying no refund
and taking our money, correct. And not even 3 weeks prior, they had the house cleansed.
Right.
Which cleansing, if you want to touch on. All right. Well, basically.
You have to say at least 10 words, Jennifer. Right.
I'll try before the end of the night.
I'll try before the end of the night. You have two more.
Basically, what a spiritual they cleanse it spiritually with mm-hmm. Sage, and they walk around with prayers. They mm-hmm. go from each room to room. And they try to cleanse the house of...
It worked.
Definitely. Yeah, we walked away with nothing. There was a few personal experiences that I believe you had a couple yourself.
Yeah, I had a couple, yep.
Rich and I think we were in the basement. Yeah. We did think we saw some shadow mm-hmm. movements. I'm not really sold on it, but, we thought we saw something.
Yep.
But, yeah, audio... Video, nothing in pictures, nothing even remotely close or questionable even turned up.
Yeah, yeah, and so, it had a lot of potential too, because like it had some like there was a spooky history to it, right? A person, yes. One of the people that had lived there had hung himself in the bell tower.
Yeah, he the man that was responsible for building the home. I guess one day he accidentally hit somebody in his car.
Oh, I bet.
I guess this is Christy. I'm assuming, from what I hear, he was intoxicated, so he didn't. You know, he took the body back to the property, buried it somewhere on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, none of that's documented. That's just what we've been told.
Mm-hmm.
And then he couldn't deal with what he has done, so he hung himself in the bell tower of the house.
Oh man, Christy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
she made it.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Tracy.
So you got to listen for the last few minutes. Was Jason accurate? Is he full of shit?
You know what? I didn't.
Dang it.
So the phone was ringing.
All right. Fine. So Christy is running. She's also a member of the team, but she lives way far away, so... Right, you're down. Right, you're like an hour from here or something, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm almost in Ohio, but yeah, I'm in Florida right now.
I don't. Oh, that's right. You didn't want to fly up for it.
I did, but you know.
I mean, we just charge it to the network. I mean, it's fine.
I can see Dave looking at that. Why is there a plane ticket from Florida?
Why is there a $900 same day plane ticket? We'd be like, it is. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just
pay it and shut up. Yeah. So we were talking about the Bruce Mansion that we investigated and how we were kind of disappointed in it. I kind of thought too that like they were like setting up for like a fake haunted house.
Well, they have been doing that for many years now, where they do set up a haunted attraction, try mm-hmm. to bring money into the home. Now,
sure.
See, now that kind of goes back to why I was even more excited to come back to the home,
right?
to see where over the years past where this money is going, you know, in the renovations. And honestly, I didn't. There wasn't anything that was different.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it didn't.
I mean, it's nice inside to a degree. But, you know, you would think with all the money over the years coming in, like, where's that money going?
Right.
You know,
I mean. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't seen it before, but I mean, it certainly didn't look like anything had,
you know, I don't
been repaired in a while.
Yeah, I don't mind doing the quote unquote pay to play kind of thing for investigating.
The place has got
to
stay in. You know,
absolutely right, but you know, you start to question. It's like, okay, where's my hard earned dollars going?
Exactly.
When you don't see any changes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was disappointing, and then also finding out not only was the place cleansed, not even 3 weeks to us prior to us getting there, there was a family living in the backside of the home, which we had no idea about.
Right, with a child that would scream about every 20 minutes.
Right.
Which, so you're like, what was that? Oh, it's just the child.
And you know, we didn't have access to that part of the house. And something 3 years ago when we were there last, some of our best evidence came from that section of the house.
Oh, awesome. So now is this, because like people obviously the paranormal shows are very popular now on TV. So is this sort of like that other side of it, right? This is the stuff that you don't see on TV, right? Like this, does this happen often? Do you often go to a place to investigate and just get nothing?
Most of the time,
like what you see on TV, it just does not happen.
Yeah.
And mind you, you know, we're only there for a few hours. These guys are there for, you know, a few days.
Right.
And they're there for much longer than we are. Mm-hmm. But generally, things could happen like you see on TV.
Yeah.
But it's extremely rare.
Okay. So, Rich.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
What are your thoughts? Now, are you're a full-on member in 313, or are you like in a contracted employee or something?
I joined a few months ago, actually.
Just you, Mark. You.
Yeah, they refuse to give me a shirt. They don't like. They will not let me.
They
join.
Like me though.
I don't know what it is. I'm unfortunately, you're guilty by association.
No,
so
Christy likes me.
Yeah, but they won't let you in either.
I love Christy.
I know. I
like you too.
Yeah. See, but. So you're a new member. So yeah. Have you been investigating long or just?
You know, I've been kind of doing it just on my own.
Okay.
Done, you know, Mansfield.
Mm-hmm.
Been just in some other areas like that, but just mostly on my own.
Okay.
Me and my dad, actually, we do it together.
Your dad was there with us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said the riches.
Yeah, it was Rich and Richie Rich.
So yeah, we do that on our own and kind of, you know, met Jason and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the same thing that Jason felt. It was just disappointing when we got in there and started hearing what we were hearing.
Yeah.
And then just didn't have a feel the whole night on anything that was in that building.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so exciting to go in there. And then when we're in that basement in that one room, and then she starts talking about cleansing, and you could see the other guy was like, oh, but we still had activity. Like, last night there was tons of activity. And I'm like...
Yeah, I don't think she intended to let that slip out.
Because he all of a sudden was covering it up.
To address it right then and there, but I didn't want to ruin everyone's evening.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
But I think we all
look forward to it, but yeah, everyone was picking up what she was putting
down. We were all like, oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, right. I turned to Marv, and I'm like, what the...
Oh, no,
she swore like a sailor. Oh. It was terrible.
It's probably a good idea I wasn't there.
Would you have gone buck wild on him? Probably. Now, see, I would have liked to have seen that because it was a big table right there. You could have just flipped it over.
I don't know if I got any of that crazy.
Your adrenaline would have been going. It would have been.
I think everybody at that point in time knew it was like game over. I mean, part of me is like, because I remember in the car going, why did we even stay at that point in time? Like, you just told us you cleansed the house 3 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, but there's still all this activity.
Well, like,
I'm gonna call shenanigans.
Like, I think I even said this, and we were like messaging about it on Facebook. I was like, that it's like getting to a strip club, and after you've paid the cover charge, finding out that they fired all the strippers.
Right.
They're like, oh, but you can still have some drinks and look at the pictures.
Well, see, I would think it more as we fired all of our strippers two, three weeks ago, but now we got maybe a couple, but they were normally like on our D squad, but you can still stay.
And all they really do is they run through the room.
Right. like, you don't, quickly.
Don't stop, right?
Yeah, yeah, you don't stop or do anything.
With
yeah.
their clothes on, of course.
With their clothes on.
Well, no, just bra and panties.
And you're just expected to throw money at
them. And there was a lot of stipulations, too. Like, had to be completely quiet on the second floor because that's where they were.
Because there was a child screaming.
Right. Couldn't go into this room, couldn't go into that room. And it was kind of like, all right. I mean, I get not being able to go into a certain area, but. Like when it was time for us to start packing up, she was like standing over us, like, "You gonna go now?" Go,
well, it was 1:30 in the morning too, so.
But still, I hate to put anyone on blast, but unless they change their ways, I don't foresee it. Yeah, too many people going in there.
Yeah, it just seemed really, really unprofessional. So.
Absolutely, I agree. So. And I felt real bad for you guys, because for one, we had an extremely slow year this past year.
Okay.
And we were all looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, but I got to hang out with your wife. And, that was a lot of fun.
You guys
she has her moments.
You guys were
we were having fun moments.
It was actually worrying me. They were like peas in a pod. I was like, oh, crap.
See, we just needed Christy then.
Yeah, right?
Right.
How are you with us for the long haul tonight, Christy, or do you have to get off the phone soon?
Oh, I don't know. My husband should be pulling up in the next hour.
Okay, all right.
We got her for an hour.
I didn't want to ignore you. We need to speak with you because you need to just yell when you need to jump in. But you, for folks that haven't listened before, you are you're sensitive, right?
Yeah.
Is that sensitive? A medium, right? Is that?
I don't know.
Okay, but you're definitely sensitive.
Yeah.
See, and that's I was really wishing when we found out that they had cleansed the place that Christy was there, because I really trust Christy when she senses things, and I feel like she would have been like, okay, this is dead. There's nothing here.
So for those that don't know, Christy, explain what that means. What does it mean that you're a sensitive?
Basically, if there's activity or a spirit or something, I can probably pick up on that. I pick up on emotions or I don't know.
Because when I use the term sensitive, for Tracy, it means I'm like, oh God, quit being so sensitive.
And then you get punched in the ear,
right?
I'm like, cauliflower ear.
Oh, in the ear.
No,
you're being nice.
Because I'm like, woman, make me a sandwich, and then she punches me, and I'm like, stop being so sensitive.
It's not the same thing. Make the invisible guy standing in the corner or standing in the kitchen make it for you.
Oh, now see that? Now that's a whole new level, right?
Right.
I don't usually physically see them. I see them with, I guess I've learned it's called my third eye.
Okay.
It's not really a third eye, honey.
More than anything.
What's that?
I feel things more than anything.
Okay.
Emotions and
she's
spirits,
an empath.
I guess.
It's empath.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, because we did the old studio, the Russell Industrial, mm-hmm. and... we were walking in that one room with the open shaft.
Yeah.
And we were all she was like, I gotta leave. I'm being choked. And I'm at the same time, I'm feeling that closing around the throat and everything. But she was just like, I'm out of here. Yeah.
Speaking of out of here, Brad and Rochelle are out of here to go.
Yeah,
watch,
they're gonna abandon us to go watch the Cubs lose.
To go watch the Cubs lose. So
I know we gotta have Jason back when we can hang out more.
We'll have Jason back tomorrow when there won't be a game to.
There's a game tomorrow, Game 7.
I don't know that there is.
I'll keep the Cubbies in.
Actually, Christy, you getting any feelings on that? Will there be a Game 7 tomorrow?
She's not a psychic.
Well, but she can feel emotions and things. Maybe she feels the emotion on the Cubs team that they know they're going to lose.
I would be rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah, right?
She could predict sporting events.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. Oh,
have it made.
That would be awesome.
Have you not seen Back to the Future?
Right? Yeah. They're just a year late.
Right. All right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So now we move on to Jennifer. Jennifer, tell us, how did you get involved with 313 and all this crazy ghost nonsense?
I started in a group on Facebook with other mediums, empaths, things like that, to start honing my skills. I have empath abilities. Pick up on things. I'm not as good as Christy. I've had a lot of blockages lately, though.
Okay.
In the past couple of years.
What does that mean?
when you're going through emotional things okay, or so, different things going on in your life, it kind of
so it just kind of gotcha. Okay.
Can I say when she first said Groupon, I thought the
I know I thought Groupon too.
Yeah, I was thinking Groupon. I'm like, she was like, there was she's a like, Groupon for psychic medium.
She's like, I bought a Groupon and went to this
I was
group.
Like, where
and,
was this Groupon?
Right.
No, are there Groupons to join 313?
Yeah, but it stipulates that if your name's Marv Anderson, you can't. It's void.
But see, my name's not Marv.
No,
Anderson.
No, it's not. Yeah. So anyway, you were saying. So you have you
but
have,
you're related to Marv Anderson.
That's a nice association.
You never seen those game show things where the family, friends, relations, even if you walked by him once, you're not allowed to win the prize. Yeah, that's Marv.
That's it.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
So
but see,
all right.
I don't have his last name, so there's no proof we're actually.
Oh. All right. Enough about me. Please continue, Jennifer.
Wait, that's the first time I think you've ever said that.
Before you were so rudely interrupted.
A previous member is in charge of this group on Facebook, and I started talking with her, and then that's how I started talking with Jason. And I actually went to school with Christy. We grew up across the street from each other.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yep. We did.
Maybe it was something in the water there.
Yeah, never know.
That's crazy. Now, Jason or Rich, do either of you have any kind of sensitive abilities or...
Nah, I don't know. No, nah, not to where I...
Okay.
Like, nothing for me, anything like what they're talking about.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we've met everybody, so we're going to take a quick break. And Christy, if you can hang out with us, please do. And we'll play a song or two, and then we will come back with more from 313 Paranormal.
The Imagine Theater's first ever video game night takes place on November 16th at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. Hosted by Activate's own Bailey Ray, you can play against friends and enemies in the newest sports games on the hottest systems. Get your hands on the latest in virtual reality or enjoy retro living rooms with the systems to match. Drinking food specials including an all-you-can-eat taco and nacho bar, as well as door prizes and giveaways all night. Space is limited, so go to ActivateGaming.com/imagine to reserve your spot today. That's ACTIV, the number 8, gaming.com/imagine.
All right, and we are back.
Woohoo!
Yay. We got rid of Brad and Rochelle, mostly Brad though.
we went right into the other song, and then it was just
yeah.
And all right, we're back.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all right.
It's cool. We're still chilling with the folks from 313 Paranormal. We met everybody, talked a little bit about our disappointing hunt that we did a couple of weeks ago. Like, we caught nothing, right? Like, you guys got absolutely – we got, like, nothing at all. Like, I looked through – I had a couple things that I thought may have been, but the more I looked at them, I was like, no, that's – like, I saw – like, I'm not – I don't know about – like, I'm not a – orbs particularly, I'm not, like, a – I don't really – to me, they're almost always dust or whatever.
Right.
I saw one that I was like, oh, that – like maybe it is. But the more I looked at it and looked at it and looked at it, I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it's a reflection off something.
Like, like when it comes to something like – if I see it with my own eyes.
Sure.
Okay. You got something there. In video, if it shows some form of intelligence like a flight.
Yeah.
A flight. Pattern, you know, opposed to just blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe there's something there.
But it could also be a bug, right?
Right. It could be numerous things, you know, but in digital stills, you know, most of the time, I mean, to me personally, I just toss them out.
That place was full of dust, too. Like,
oh,
you
absolutely.
Could not.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, like it was terrible. So, and it was, yeah, noisy and stuff. So, I'm going to assume that may have been one of the worst places you investigated. What's one of the best?
Oh, one of the best. I'd have to say it's Ohio State Reformatory will always be special to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to say right with it would be Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Ooh.
Oh, I want to go to those two places.
It's amazing.
What was up? What happened there?
We had another teammate with us, Laura.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of things that went on, but that place, she ended up getting very sick. And we had to completely leave the area. Within minutes of leaving the area, she was fine.
And yet he enjoyed going
there. She enjoyed going there, even though she felt like total shit.
Is she sensitive too?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I think all of us are to a degree.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, not to the level of like Christy or. Okay.
No, but anybody has the ability to walk in.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't consider myself sensitive, but that night at
The Russell?
The Russell. Like I flat out, like I was like.
Was that the one where we.
We're back in the loading dock area.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one that I was talking about. Christy was like.
Yep. And that choking and there was a smoky.
Like I was just standing there like we're watching, like there was some kind of machine there that we're pretty sure somebody died in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I just like all of a sudden like I just had like the most overwhelming feeling of sadness. Like I'm just standing there and all of a sudden I wanted to cry my eyes out, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is this all about?
He's just coming up with a reason to cry. That's all.
Well, I know exactly.
You got scratches on your back.
What's that?
I got pictures of scratches on your back.
No, that was on my back.
That was Jimmy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Jimmy. Oh no, and actually the scratches weren't. From that night, the scratches were from when we were in the studio talking about that night.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the chair and we were talking about it. And all of a sudden, my back felt like it was getting really hot. And I was like, what the heck? So I kind of lifted it up and they're like, you have scratches on your back. And I'm like, what? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I still haven't ruled out that wasn't from Jim's extracurricular activities.
Previous night.
Wait, no, it couldn't have been because I wasn't dating at the time.
I didn't say you were dating anybody, but they were very clearly man hands, so.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Brother's got to make rent somehow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Shut up, Marv. That night was interesting because we were all having that same feeling, and then we started to articulate it. And I was like, no, I'm having that feeling too.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like somebody said it and then like, oh, I'm starting to feel like that way. It was all like, I mean, I was like, hold my throat.
Yeah.
What precautions do you guys take to like make sure that there's no like, say, cross contamination? Not that you would. I'm not saying that you would like deliberately, but like power of suggestion, right? Like somebody can say I felt this thing, and then you're like, well, you know what? Like I kind of did too. Like, are there precautions you can take to kind of like sort of minimize that?
Well, I guess it would depend on, you know.
Well, it's kind of why we go to different floors.
Okay. Right. Right. Yeah. We space ourselves out. Typically we don't go anywhere alone just for safety reasons.
Sure.
Because a lot of these places are in poor conditions and if something happens.
There's a bucket of water right at the top of the stairs.
Exactly.
There was.
But yeah, we try to control the environment the best as we can. Sure. We do tag recorders with, you know, hear someone talking two floors ahead of you or, you know, above you rather. And, you just try to do the best you can, you know, when it's a controlled environment, like a private investigation. Now, you go on public hunts, that's a whole nother ball game there. But.
Okay.
Yeah, because that hunt was, there was a lot of tagging, at least from our point, because we could hear
everybody could hear downstairs. And,
I mean, and then
you had the road, you had the traffic, which was.
And then the main bedroom on the second floor. Like, I was laying on the floor looking up at the light because he had been, you know, he talked about the light fixture, and I'm just, like, staring at it. And I feel this breeze, and I look over, and there is probably a quarter-inch gap between the windowsill and the window. And, I mean, it's pulled all the way down.
Right.
And it was a single-pane glass, so, of course, all that traffic, it was just like zoom, zoom, zoom.
Right, and that's another thing, you know, we do. We try to find the common, you know, easy rational explanations for things, you know. I mean, that's the way you kind of got to do it.
That's how
some folks go out there and they just jump, everything's paranormal.
Yeah, right.
You know? I'm very much like, let's debunk it first.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
If you can go through everything that you can possibly think of what it could be and you still can't explain it, then
you kind of have, you know, you bring everyone's mind together. It's not just yours. You know, it's not just your consensus.
Right.
Like,
it's like, what's everyone's thought on this?
That show, we found a show, was it on Hulu or Netflix? That it was out of Canada, and it was only on for two seasons, and like these people would say they have this haunted house, and they would bring in a contractor.
And
it was
they brought in a home inspector. Well, paranormal home inspector.
Yeah, and so
what?
Three people. They had one person who was a contractor, home inspector who would come in to debunk stuff.
Okay,
they had a sensitive who came in there. She was a little over the top.
Yeah.
And then they had somebody who went and did the history of the area.
But they all came in separately.
They came in separately. Nobody, but it was really cool because I would say like 75 to 80% of the stuff was debunked by the house inspector.
What would crack me up though is he'd be doing it and he'd be like, "Yeah, okay, so the reason like this light is flashing is you know for that," and he's like,
"You got electrical wires."
He's like, "And by the way, y'all are gonna want to have that socket replaced," you know, or like so. Right. He's like going through like not only is he like, "No, it's not a ghost, it's shitty wiring. Right. It's what you're gonna want to get a new dryer."
I was gonna say the reason you feel sick in this room is you have a giant gas leak
coming out
of here and it's going into the HVAC system.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah, no, that is kind of cool.
Because I'm the kind of person.
Paranormal home inspector.
Yeah. It's seriously because like, and I will have to say, Jennifer and Christy, it probably pisses you guys off like when you see people like this woman who was like claiming to be this sensitive, but she was so over the top that you're like, I can't believe anything she's telling me.
Yeah.
She may legitimately be feeling things, but I can't believe her because she's just.
Was she like an old gypsy woman with like a crystal ball?
No, it wasn't that. No. She would just like we said before, like everything was like paranormal, like everything. Oh, like, right. like she felt this and she felt that. And oh my God, I have to get out of here. And she would like run away and like.
Yeah.
Like, she ran away a lot.
Yeah. Like, you know, and then like there was one time like it was just so like the cameraman scared her, air quotes, because she was so. But I'm like, it's kind of like no, like he was right there. He didn't scare you. Right. But she it was just so like
entertainment value.
Exactly. Exactly. So like does it like tick you guys off? Like when you like see, because like you have a legitimate gift. Right. And like you're seeing this person.
Right. I don't know. I think that honestly, I think honestly, everybody has the ability to do that. That lady sounds over the top. I don't, you know, Christy nor I go out there and just everything, you know,
right.
Feeling this and that. I've had stuff that happened in my own house.
Yeah.
I go through all those things. Okay, is the window open? Did the heat come on? Who's home? This,
right.
Where's the cat? You know, you go through all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't help but feeling there, you know, there is something there.
Yeah.
And, that would have driven me nuts, I think, if I'd have been watched.
We loved the home inspector. He was awesome because he was just like, this. And then there was one time, like, he's like, oh, the wiring's off, and he fixes it, and then it starts blinking again and goes, well, I don't know about that one now.
Yeah, he totally is like, oh, I know why this isn't working. It's loose. And, like, he like, it's just like he screws it, and he's like, there, fixed. And then it went out again. And he's like, oh. Okay. So sorry, Rich, you were saying?
I think it's important to take those steps to try to figure out, is it something that I'm feeling or is it something that a window's cracked open? You know, because if I'm running around screaming to Jason that I've had 15 experiences so far and I'm not looking into anything, you know, it not only – it discredits me.
No, he's fired. But he's fired. There'll be an opening.
Sweet. I think we lost Christy.
Christy, did we?
Yeah, if you're listening and you'd like to call back in, please do. Yeah, no, you're right. Now, have you ever like have you ever been like on like a group investigation, like you said, like the public ones or whatever? And like, do people get ticked off when like you're constantly debunking stuff?
Well,
like if they're like one of those overzealous groups, who are like, well, oh, ghosts everywhere, and you're like,
I just went to one this year at the Ohio State Reformatory, and you know. We had people breaking out all this equipment, and they're setting things up, and they're screaming, "Oh my God, I see a shadow right here!" And they're running down the hallways and screaming, and you know, I'm sitting there like, "There's nothing there,"
right?
You know, but you're running around telling people,
they're the thrill seekers, you know.
Yeah.
Some people just truly want to haunt it. Everything's haunted,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing you can do to really, you know, change that.
Yeah.
So, like, through the years of experience, okay, you believe what you want to believe. Hey, if that's what does it for you, then so be it.
But yeah. It is hard, though, because
I'm not going to buy into it. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid.
I have people sending me pictures a lot, and it is really hard, though, because you're looking at it, and you're like, no, that's nothing. Yeah. You know,
right.
I can't think of the word right now, but there is something where everybody, you know, you focus on a face.
So pareidolia.
Pareidolia, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks at a picture of a tree or this or that. Oh my God, there's a person here, and you know, in the brush. And no.
Yeah. Well, like our brains are wired.
Wired, exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
We're wired to see that stuff.
That's why you have the Roy Chart tests and stuff like
Rorschach.
That.
Rorschach,
thank you. Right. I talk about that in my art classes because when I'm teaching art, because when they look at abstract art, I have kids who are like, "Well, I see this and I see this and I see this," and it's like sometimes the artist just wanted that to be a circle,
right?
And our brains have to put something on that circle.
Well, it's not even just faces. Like we're predisposed to seeing faces, but like we're predisposed to seeing patterns because like. As cavemen, like out in the dark, you survive better if it looked like a saber-toothed tiger behind that bush. If you saw it as such,
right?
Exactly. Whether it was or not,
yes.
If you recognize that it could be, you lived longer if you ran from it. Now, yes. Maybe it wasn't
exactly,
you know, but like that's in us is to like see those patterns and
survival instinct.
And it takes a special kind of crazy to run. Towards the thing,
right?
like you guys do, yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say, I think these people right here would be the crazy running towards it.
Jimmy and I went chasing what we thought could have been gang members in the Russell Industrial that one,
yeah.
Night. Which that was, I mean, but we got like to the end of the hall, there was nobody there, but like we were convinced there was somebody back there.
Yeah,
I had my firearm with me and I had it out. I'm like, because they told us like gang members come in here,
right?
Like, all right, so we're chasing them down and we're like, where the hell did they go? Like,
well, yeah, and it's not always paranormal. I've walked around my house with my handgun.
Right, yeah, you know, so, right, like, and then, well, at that point, then you're hoping it's a ghost and not somebody trying to break into your house, right?
Because ghosts are welcome.
Well, because if they're breaking in, there's going to be one more.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I'm about to add to the tally.
Dang it. Yeah, that great. One's going to haunt me, too.
You're going to be like, sorry, guys, you got somebody moving in.
Right.
Do you have a lot, like, you mentioned a few minutes ago you see it at your house, like, you have a lot of, like...
Not a lot. I mean, my kids have actually seen things at my house. My daughter, when she was little, saw a lady holding a baby in her room.
Okay.
My son, I think, picks up on things like I do.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, there's been actually two times this past 2 weeks that a door in my bathroom had moved. It's an accordion door, and I've watched it move and make a noise. The heat wasn't on. The window wasn't open. I was the only one home. Cats on the couch.
Yeah.
You know.
The silver spoon.
You know, of course,
little
I go
boy
through
blue.
All that stuff, you know. And,
And I remember Christy saying the same thing. So I find it interesting that the two of you have had those same kind of stories. Like, you're sensitives, and yet your kids are the ones that are seeing.
Yeah. And I try to keep it going with them, especially my son. My daughter doesn't seem to care about it quite as much, but my son is a little bit more intrigued.
Doing it this week.
So. Yeah. I try to keep his brain moving with it because otherwise that part of your brain dies.
Well,
if you don't practice it, just like any other muscle, you know, you got to use it in order to get to work.
Right. And now, I've talked to Kirstie about this in the past, and I mean, I don't think I've met you before tonight, but I'm a sensitive as well. And it, you know, do you find, at least for you, I know it happens for Kirstie, I know it happens for me, that because you're sensitive, you actually attract spirit, so your houses tend to be haunted or whatever, because you're kind of like a beacon, a light in the darkness for the spirits or whatever. If you're sensitive,
I've not gotten to the point where like people bombard my room.
No, it's just, but yeah, you could go into a place that has never had any kind of spiritual activity whatsoever, and as soon as you move in, things start to happen because you're kind of, they're like, oh, there's somebody over there who might see us. Yeah, exactly. Pick up on me. And, you know, just like I think humans are, even after the afterlife, we're social animals. We want someone to know that we're there, that we exist. So I think that's why they are attracted.
And that's sometimes, you know, like with the whole scratches. You know, some people are quick to jump on it's evil or demonic.
No.
I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it could be. But it's another way of them trying to reach out and communicate, like, hey, I'm here.
Well, if you're alive for hundreds of years, you know, like, notice me, see me. I'm kind of bored here. I want to see somebody. I want to talk
exactly.
to somebody.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And you guys as sensitives are, I guess, would be a little more prone to that kind of activity.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, we got to, we're going to take
paid the bills.
We got to pay the bills, right? So Jimmy is going to do What's on Tap, and then we'll take another quick break, and then we'll be back with the folks from 313 Paranormal.
All right. This is What's on Tap, sponsored by Falling Down Beer Company. Not a lot going on this coming week. We do have...
November 5th at Las Vegas, top-ranked pay-per-view, Jesse Vargas versus Manny Pacquiao, 12 rounds for Vargas's WBO welterweight title. Moving on to, let's see, I made a couple for you, Marv.
Oh, good.
Belfast, Northern Ireland, we have Jamie Conlan versus TBA.
Yay!
We have Patty Barnes, which I think is the greatest name ever.
Patty Barnes?
Patty Barnes, P-A-D-D-Y.
Wow.
Patty Barnes versus TBA.
TBA, TBA.
Con Sheenan.
My favorite.
Con Sheenan versus
Gesundheit.
TBA.
Ah, he is everywhere,
yep.
Dude.
And also, I mean, this guy just all over the world. So he's fighting the three fights in Northern Ireland. Then he's going to Pompano Beach, Florida.
What?
To fight JD Martinez.
Wow.
Danielle Placeres, Chastity Martin, Anthony Martinez, and Robert Daniels Jr. This card has these people and 2BA for every single fight. I'm like, do you even have a card?
Right? I mean, honestly. Yeah, what we ought to do is lay money on whether that fight even, that night even happens.
Yeah, I don't know. That's they're all funny. Four rounds, so it's got to be
they're going to do like bum fights. They'll go
something,
get,
yeah.
Drunk people are like, hey, you want to make $50? Come fight this guy.
Right. Moving to the world of MMA, November 5th, UFC Fight Night 98, Dos Anjos versus Ferguson in Mexico City, Mexico. There was another one that I wanted to read. Oh, yeah, which I think is the greatest name for a MMA event, Hooligan Fight Show 2. At the Hooligan hashtag number one gym in Tula, Russia. I kid you not, that is where it's taking place.
What hashtag?
It's #, or hashtag. Hooligan, #, hashtag, number one gym, Tula, Russia, which means you have to say it like, Hooligan, # number one gym, Tula, Russia.
Russia.
Yes, we drink vodka. All right, that's What's on Tap, sponsored by Falling Down Beer Company. We're going to take a quick break with a song, and we will be right back with 313.
This is a previously recorded episode.
You're listening to The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
And we're back with 313 Paranormal. We won't divulge. We'll play a Brad here, but Jason just told me about a really cool place that they investigated that he can't talk about, which is awesome.
Wait, say that again?
I just want to leave that. He told me about a really cool place they investigated, but he can't talk about it, so I'm pulling a Brad.
Oh, okay, you're pulling a Brad. I was going to say, are you going to tell us on the break?
We have information, but we won't tell you about it.
we'll tell you after the break, but I'll be right with the world.
Yeah, I'll be right with the world. So, Rich, you're sitting over there pretty quiet. So your dad, you and your dad, you guys investigate together. Like, is this something, like, did he get in it through you or you through him?
Basically, my dad's house we think is haunted.
So okay.
We kind of grew up in it.
Okay.
And lots of just noises in the basement, voices, mm-hmm. You know, me growing up, waking up, and I could see a figure.
Okay.
That was kind of a common thing. Okay. So I kind of grew up with that.
Okay.
And, it's just kind of been our interest together.
Gotcha.
Trying to figure out, you know, what's out there.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. Is he a member as well?
Yeah.
Or, all right, cool. Just, you know, just checking. No, that's pretty cool. So, so you mentioned lots of different phenomena and all that stuff. What are your like thoughts or theories on like how everything is sort of like linked together, if you know what I'm saying? Like you hear about shadow people and, you know, full body apparitions and are they all like linked somehow? Are we dealing in like shadow people are one thing and, you know, a repeated haunting is another thing. You know what I mean? Like, are they all, do you think they're like kind of all wrapped together somehow or are they all?
No. Okay. I think each thing is, you know, there's like four basic types of hauntings.
Okay.
You know.
And they are what?
Residual, mm-hmm. Intelligent, poltergeist, drawing a blank here on the fourth one.
It's only three I was getting. I don't remember.
shoot. Sorry, I apologize. I can't
That's
think
all right.
of the fourth one. But they're all.
I think it's,
oh,
I think
Inhuman.
It's,
Inhuman.
I was going to say, I think it's Ringo is the fourth one.
Yeah. Inhuman, honey. You know, like elementals.
Oh, like
stuff,
a,
like stuff like that.
What do you? Okay, so let's go
like
through
nature.
Okay, so all right, so let's go through them. So residual, what does that mean?
That's basically like a record that like keeps replaying over and over.
So
and over.
So doesn't
over.
Necessarily interact with
no,
you.
No, it doesn't even know that you're there.
Gotcha.
It's,
so you
it's just like a certain time, certain date. You
somebody
know,
walks through the room and
exactly.
goes
Maybe
through the door.
Maybe the last moments of their life, they're repeating over and
right.
over.
Right. Like a lot of times, if you're in a building, you may see something, not a lot of times, but you may see, you know, someone walk through a wall.
Yeah.
You know, at one point in time, there may have been a doorway there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they don't interact with you in any way. They don't even know you're there.
Okay.
Sounds like Marv when he's drunk.
Oh, I know you're there. And I'm way interacting with you.
Sometimes a little too much.
Jimmy, you just sit there?
No.
All right.
No, be nice to Jimmy.
No, screw Jimmy. He's
no.
my nemesis.
Mm. Nemesis?
Whatever it is. All right, so that's residual. Intelligent, I'm guessing, interacts
yeah.
with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, okay, so does that, like, Jimmy being scratched and, like, that falls into that category or –
It could.
Are there like levels like with aliens? There's close encounters of the first kind, second. Are there like right. levels within that then? Like level of interaction necessarily?
I guess there could be.
Okay.
It could be.
We need a classification system.
Well, I think with residual hauntings, at least to me, there's two different types. There's the ones where it's just a ghost going through the normal. Just like you said, like a broken record. And then there's also the flash images or moments where something major has occurred that left an imprint on the psychic veil of that area. So right. like some very powerful moment occurred, and that will be played over and over
so
and over again.
So are you saying even like with that, it could be that like it's not even like a dead person necessarily?
Correct. Correct.
So it could just be like
it could be,
I could still be alive but living in Kansas City, but something terrible
yes.
happened to me in
yes
in Royal Oak and
yes
you
that,
see
that
me
could possibly
around.
I mean but it would have happened years ago so
right,
yeah.
Right, right, yeah
you could be an 80-year-old man living down in Tennessee but 15-year-old you something bad had happened to you in
gotcha.
This house and yeah that could happen
okay.
yes
wow. it kind of imprinted itself
yeah it mean? Is an imprint yeah
gotcha all right so and then the other one what was the third one
well there's poltergeists
okay
you know like noisy you know
yeah.
they make a lot of noise they move things
now how is that necessarily different than interaction the intelligent
just
that it's always mischievous
I would say so
okay.
yeah
Yeah. Making maggots come out of meat that's laying on the counter.
Sure.
And usually a poltergeist is not necessarily controlled, but is
created.
Thank you. Created by an actual person.
Ah, okay.
I say what again?
A living person.
Right. So like an angsty. I don't want to call it angsty, but like a psychically traumatized teen. That's actually very common that they create a poltergeist.
Or creepy little blonde girl.
Yeah, creepy little blonde girl, right?
I'm just going back to
that's
the movie.
A whole different. That's a whole
I'm
different.
Just going back to the movie. I don't.
That would actually be more classified as Jason called it inhuman.
Or yeah.
Yeah, that would be more inhuman because they were more like demon kind of evil malevolent spirits
in the movie Poltergeist.
In the movie Poltergeist,
oh, okay.
yeah. The girl wasn't controlling. That was a whole different thing. The girl didn't create them.
So
they were already there.
So there's an interesting question there. So if a poltergeist is created by a person, can the person control it then?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Jason.
Oh,
well, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe
okay.
possibly. But I don't think they're fully aware
no.
that
that's what I was going to say.
That
yeah,
that they've even created it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then the last one, inhuman, we're talking like demons and shit?
Fairies, stuff, yeah.
Oh, like
stuff
Jimmy.
Like that.
Yeah. Different kind of fairy, Marv.
Well, you said you were sensitive.
Oh, stop it.
All right. So, okay. So now I think when people hear fairies, they think Tinkerbell and stuff like that. That's not what you're talking about, right?
No.
So what, talk to me about a fairy.
Oh, Marv.
Okay.
No, I'm not really sure.
Okay,
I've never had any experience with any
gotcha.
Like because
I've heard people talk about it, and I'm like, it sound they kind of sound like assholes.
From what I know, they're very mischievous.
Yeah, Pixies was a punk band.
They can create all kinds of, just like any of them, really, except for the residual. They can create all kinds of havoc.
Okay. Are they
speaking the mic?
I'm trying to think of the words. What is the words for the sex? Ghosts.
The incubus.
Oh, succubus. Incubus.
Would that be considered an elemental, you think? I mean, that's kind of getting on a different subject.
Yeah, but... Well, when you say elemental, you're talking about, like, it wasn't necessarily ever,
it
like,
was
a
never,
human.
Yeah, it was it never.
It's,
it was
its
never
own,
human.
It's its own thing.
A succubus and incubus usually are... Well,
incubus is also a band.
Yeah, are usually created by dark power user, dark magic users, or people that actually use kind of psychic links to draw energy away from other people. So now the problem with that is people could create a succubus, and then they die, but that succubus doesn't go away. So it kind of it's both an intelligent. It's a elemental or what'd you call it?
Non-human,
and also a poltergeist, because all three things can create that and keep it going.
Have you had experience with all of them?
No, I have not.
So what have you had experience with?
Intelligent and residual.
Okay, so no poltergeist.
I've investigated places where poltergeist activity is. I've never witnessed an object. Okay.
And Jennifer?
Same.
Okay, yeah. So we don't have any poltergeist there. We got to find a poltergeist and an inhuman.
No, but I know you've actually experienced a poltergeist.
I was going to say, what about the drawings on the wall?
Yeah. I wasn't going to talk about me.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, but no, but you have. I mean, we're talking paranormal. Yeah. But you have, and also the one. Place we will not speak its name, where all that bad juju happened in the you know what. I know you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to say the name because I don't want to. It's
at Greenfield Village. At Greenfield Village? Why do you want to say the name?
It's no, because it's, you know,
Greenfield Village
wanna...
is really crazy. They don't like to talk us about
it. Well, that's exactly it.
But whatever. That's how we know each other.
Yeah, but do you remember what happened at Cotsworth Cottage when those animals started dying?
Yeah.
That was a poltergeist.
Okay, well, there was that. We had...
Well, and then, you know, you got Noah Webster throwing his books, and you got stuff like that, too.
You got crap going on the theater.
But those are intelligent hauntings, yes. No, Cotsworth Cottage was a poltergeist, possibly even non-human.
Yeah. Well, that place is old. That particular one is old as hell.
Which one?
Cotsworth Cottage. Cotsworth Cottage.
It's
was
now where the tea parties.
Yeah. Yes.
Now where the tea
From
parties
England?
Are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Way back when, in the late 90s when we all worked there, there was a summer where...
You're dating yourself there.
I know. There was a summer where any animals that they brought over there died. Huh. And we used to do hunts or whatever.
I still haven't ruled out chupacabra on that.
But we used to do hunts, in the village and in the museum and stuff like that. And, we went into Cotsworth
Unofficial.
Cottage.
Unofficial.
Unofficial.
Way unofficial.
Very unofficial. Yes. This is way off the record.
Way, like...
Yes.
Would have been fired if we had been caught.
But, yeah.
Possibly prosecuted.
Yeah.
So, we don't condone this. See, 313 Paranormal, they do it the legal way.
Right.
Always do it the legal way.
But, yeah, I walked into Cotsworth Cottage, and you'll know this as a sensitive, but... As soon as I walked in, everything went black, and I felt like somebody like trying to dig into my chest. So I walked right back out again. I'm like, nope, not going back in there again.
Never mind the fact that he had eaten like 3 chili cheese burritos.
Well, that was besides the point. That was why I had the weird feeling in my gut, here.
Right.
Did you eat it out of the Swiss chalet?
Oh God, I would have been dead.
Do you often just like walk into places like not even expecting it, and you're just like boom, you're like hit with something?
I actually did the other day.
Okay.
Because the street by my house is cut off, so I had to cut through a subdivision across the train track they were working at. And we were driving past a lot. We were driving past an empty lot, me and my son. And as we were going, as I'm going past it, I said, I'm creeped out right now. I said, something's happened on that lot. I don't know what it is or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we kept going. I said, when we come back, I'm taking pictures. So I take pictures. Well, something ended up in the rearview mirror, and I posted it on my group page that I'm in. And, of course, I was getting a lot of feedback on that and everything. And I kept laughing, though, when we were there, because I'm like, you watch. They're going to have, like, a – we're going to take the picture, and it's going to be right there next to your window, because that's where I was taking it from, through his window. And sure enough, in the side view mirror, I've got this figure is what I would say. I don't know. It's something. And everybody's making comments. And then I start doing research because I had given him like a list. I'm like, this is what happened and edited. And I'm going on and on telling him what I think happened. And it was basically a train because there was a train track there. And I'm like, somebody got hit by a train. And so then I go to the list of history in the area and found out somebody did get killed.
Oh, my gosh.
In Trent. It doesn't say exactly where, but it does state a pretty close proximity to where I'm at, and somebody died of being hit by a train. So I had him freaked out.
Wow.
It was fun. I'm like, I'm going to go back there and take pictures. He's like, I ain't going with you.
Do you get into like researching the history of stuff? Is that cool to you? Or
that's what pulled me in was the history.
Because that's what I enjoy.
And then to have it haunted on top of that, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, to like try to piece together like
well,
right.
Well, that was validation for me.
Now,
you know?
Do you like to know the history before going into a place?
Me personally, yeah, okay. I do. But you know, from someone from like a sensitive or a psychic standpoint,
probably
not. No,
I don't. That's why I looked after the fact.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, and then you kind of like.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't want to know nothing because I don't want to be given.
See, and I agree with you. I would not. I mean, I love the history of places and stuff like that, but I would want to go in there not knowing stuff because I feel that I would. I
your brain's taken over.
Yeah, your brain's taken over, and they're going, oh well, you know.
Yeah,
somebody died here.
I want to know, but I want to know after I've been.
Right. So,
I got a question. Okay, so what is the? I don't want to call it scariest, but most poignant encounter with the supernatural that you have ever had? We'll start with you.
For me, it'd be at Ohio State Reformatory.
Okay.
I was down in solitary confinement, and I was by myself. There was nobody down there.
Okay.
And, you know, I could see light kind of reflecting in the hallways and started getting a real weird feeling. Hair kind of started standing up and kind of started thinking, okay, something might be happening. I watched just darkness just come right in the cell, and I couldn't see anything. And
I've heard about that at the Ohio State Reformatory.
Anything. The hair was standing up, and sat there, and I slowly watched it go back out, and I could see the hallway again.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so that for me is – and that has given me where I've got to have more of that.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So yeah,
it's a drug.
I was going to say a lot of people would experience that, and they're like, "I don't want to ever experience that again."
Yeah, but, it's that special breed that runs towards
exactly.
It. Yeah. How about you, Jennifer?
That's what I'm trying to think. I didn't get to go to the Ohio Reformatory with 313 Paranormal Group.
It doesn't necessarily have to be with 313; just in your life.
You can't say the time you saw Jimmy take his pants off out in the hallway.
That was that'd be the scariest thing.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. You
traumatized for years.
I think a goat wandered in or something.
I don't know. It's not really. It wasn't during an investigation. The scariest incident for me was at my house probably. I get sleep paralysis and I see things. Mm-hmm. So for me, what I saw, I don't know, was part of the sleep paralysis or if I was seeing something evil, but it was in my house. Mm-hmm. So that was my scariest incident.
Did you do anything about it?
Stayed awake for a long time.
Yeah, did you try to do a cleanse or get rid of it?
I did that after, yeah.
Okay, good.
Because this wasn't good. It wasn't.
Okay.
It was a very evil. I clearly saw what I saw. I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was probably the most terrified I was. But since then, I've actually tried to get it to happen again because of my craziness.
Well, no, it's that you saw it once and you want to see it.
I don't necessarily
want
to see that, but I want the effect to happen.
Yeah.
Because that is when you're in those states, is the time when you are able to see beyond
more.
The veil.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So,
what about you, Jason?
My most profound experience was at OSR, like Rich's. This was a few years ago, and I was in solitary confinement as well. It was a controlled environment. It was a private hunt, so there was, you know, it was just another team member and myself. He happened to pass away a couple years ago, so God rest his soul. But it was just him and I. We were in the back of solitary confinement where a prison guard was brutally murdered. So we were doing an EVP session, trying, you know, just asking some questions, and we heard footsteps up on the level above us. And so I called out, you know, thinking, well, you know, this is controlled, so there shouldn't be anyone else in here. So thinking, maybe, well, maybe somebody wandered in, didn't realize we were in here. So I called up, you know, hey, who's up there? No answers, but we could keep hearing footsteps. And it wasn't like things falling from the ceiling. Right. It wasn't wind blowing tarps or anything. It was clearly footsteps. And I called it, no one answered. So I called up again. Hey, who's up there? You know, we're down here. And no one answered. So I looked at Phil and I said, hey, let's go up there. So we went up there. He was filming. He got a little ways down one of the walkway. Like Rich said, now mind you, you can't see 6 inches in front of your face. It's so dark.
Right.
And he got a little ways down the hallway. He was filming. I decided to start snapping digital infrared still photos. And I set my recorder down right beside me. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, the footsteps like rush towards me. And the best way I can describe it, and it really doesn't even do it any justice, but it's like a shockwave. Like what I felt was like a pulse of energy, and it rushed right through me, through the front and out my back.
Wow.
And my whole body, like I went through like being hot, cold. I had, you know, the hair, like the goosebumps, like you wouldn't believe. And like I was confused. Like I didn't understand what just happened. You know, so I called out to Phil. I'm like, hey, Phil, where are you at? And I can hear him. He's a little ways down. Oh, I'm in here. Yada, yada, yada. Now, mind you, I did not run. For the, you know, I get a lot of crap. I did not run, but I did briskly walk.
Right.
And you know, there's so many things in there.
Sure,
you know?
And
I mean, as an investigator, this is what you're looking for, you know. But when it happens to you.
Sure.
So I end up down the hallway into the room, and I backed up from the doorway with my back up against the wall, furthest away from the doorway. And he's like, what's going on? And I explained to him what happened, and he knew the footsteps.
Yeah.
He didn't hear them at the time, but he knew, you know, what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So he went out there to film, and I was just standing there, and I'm like, I couldn't believe what just happened. I'm trying to process everything. So he's out there, so I decided I'm going to go out there again. You know, this is what we're looking for. And as I got to the threshold of that room, I couldn't cross it. Like, so I just could not step back out into the hallway, so I backed up again.
Wow.
And he came into the room by now, and he's like, you know, I didn't see anything. I'm not, you know, I'm not hearing anything. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's out there. I can feel it.
Yeah.
And so I tried going again, and I couldn't do it, so I backed up. And he goes, I've never seen you do, you know, I've never seen you act like this on an investigation. I go, I've never had anything like this ever happen before. Wow. And I couldn't stop my fingers from moving. Together, both of my hands, like I just kept rubbing them, and I don't know why. Maybe it was nervous energy.
Did you like feel anything? Like they didn't feel weird to you or anything?
I just kept doing it, and I couldn't stop. So it took me about 6 tries to eventually go back out. And it's not, I wasn't afraid, but I to this day I can't figure out.
There's just something would not let you go out there.
No. Wow. No, but I obviously eventually made it back out there, and we never heard it again, but that was a phenomenal experience.
It's like your subconscious brain was like, no.
And I could feel it. Like, whatever it was, I could feel it still. It was still there, like just outside that room. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, I can't go out this room.
Yeah.
I can't go out of it. But it was amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. But the best way I can describe it is like a shock. Like
you still
a pulse.
Get chills talking about
it. I do.
And I can see it. Yeah.
It creeps me out.
Yeah.
But it was awesomely frightening, I guess you can say.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. So, all right. We're gonna one more question, and then we'll let you guys get out of here. And
I have a question for Rich really quick.
You're not part of the show.
I know.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love Jimmy. Well, my question is like you had mentioned that your dad and you have done this together. And I remember when we were at the investigation, like you guys went up into the attic and were just wanted to be alone. Like, what are you and your dad doing when you're,
you know, so he likes to really walk around the building. He gets a feel for it, and I'm more of if I feel some energy or just some, you know, my hair's starting to stand, I usually like to sit down and kind of you know, take some mm-hmm. time and try to figure out what's there. He just kind of keeps moving. And we kind of feed off each other because he'll – all of a sudden he'll get a feeling of, you know, maybe I should go downstairs. And sometimes he'll leave me where I'm at because mm-hmm. I'm feeling – so we kind of just feed off each other. But
yeah, because you – I mean, I know he's your dad, but you two were really yeah. like, you know – it was like you were just an extension of your dad, and your dad was just an extension of you when we were.
Yeah,
on
it's just I can kind of get a sense with him if he's feeling something because he'll get quiet and I'll see him kind of walk off. So I kind of know that maybe he's feeling something, and then I'll start recording, mm-hmm. or he'll see me kind of doing the same thing. So we kind of feed off each other, and wherever it takes us is you know where we go.
Very very curious. Cool. Yeah, very cool.
So what is your, like, ultimate dream, like, investigation? A place that you have not done yet, but that you would absolutely love to do? We'll start with – I was going to start with Jason, but he's really contemplating, so.
Yeah. I've been to some really cool
places. Well, exactly.
Some of the most haunted places in America, I've been to them.
So what about, like, or like other countries?
Yeah, I would probably the Hellfire Caves.
What's
over
that?
In England.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Or Dracula's Castle.
Ah, yeah,
one of those two places would be like my all time.
What's up?
Or with, even Prevalia Island over in Italy.
Wouldn't that be fun trying to get that equipment through?
Oh, see, yeah, yeah.
Actually, Romania has got very, very easy customs.
Because
trust
when
me
I
on
went
this.
To St. Augustine down there, I went and investigated Castillo de San Marcos. And when I went through TSA, they were asking me, what does this do? What is it? You know, but they were intrigued. They thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, the different, I didn't go heavy with equipment because of that fact.
Right.
But they thought it was pretty interesting, you know, everything. So, yeah, that turned into like a 30-minute discussion. I'm like, I'm going to miss my flight here.
Right.
To, like, go.
Right.
Next time you're like, I'm going to leave but, 2 hours instead of
right. But I can, yeah. But I can only imagine, you know, going in heavy and I don't even know what would all be involved. But, yeah, I would say, like, Prevalia Island, Italy, Dracula's Castle, or the Hellfire Caves.
Is Prevalia Island, is that the place it was, like, a quarantine island or something like that?
It was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
it's uninhabited right now, right?
Yeah. It's up for sale, last I heard, but...
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm in negotiations right now.
Right.
Jennifer, your dream investigation.
I really want to go to OSR.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go to Trans-Allegheny. Mm-hmm. A couple I didn't get to go to. Alcatraz, I think, would be fun.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Of course, the overseas ones, yes.
Sure, yeah.
Staying more local than probably those three at the top.
Okay. Rich?
I think if I was going out of country, I'd probably – I was watching one last night, the Black Monk House.
Oh, over there.
That had a real good – that had some real good activity, but – for me,
where's that at?
Somewhere in Europe. England.
Okay.
Yeah.
England, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Yorkshire.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think here, I want to hit Bobby Mackey's in Kentucky. That's got a real good history. It's a bar.
Okay, I was going to say that. It sounded like a...
But it's got a lot of activity, and I think, Jason, you've been there?
Yeah, I investigated it with Nick Roth.
Okay.
So it was a great time.
That's for me. It's got a lot of history to it, and... That's somewhere where, you know, I'd like to go.
Nothing Gettysburg is awesome.
Too. Gettysburg, yeah. That's my favorite.
You can't really call it. I mean, you can call it an investigation, but I don't think it counts when we did the one in Gettysburg because it was one of those tour or whatever. But.
Oh, gee, those are a joke.
Yeah.
Well, we went when they first started doing the tours, and they literally took us to the basement of a gift shop, and we're like, go ahead and look around. There's like 30 people. I'm not kidding. It was a basement of a gift shop. 30 of us just sitting there, and they're like, and there's a scene over there, and because this used to be part of an orphanage, and blah, 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 blah.
Right. So, like, you're trying to get shots and stuff, like, the lights are all on, you're trying to get, you know, and people are yelling and screaming, and kids are running around, but it's, like, it's in a room this size, so, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm not. So that was kind of a joke, but yes, I would love to do like a
where they shut down the whole town,
like a battlefield investigation. Yeah, like how awesome would that be?
Now,
right?
We did do when we were in Gettysburg. Four of us from the team, we all went, and we were able to. We did do one of the tours. Oh God, we didn't even do the orphanage or the Jenny Wade House. But there was some other Cracker Jack tour.
Yeah.
And we just rolled our eye the whole time. But after that, we went and we investigated Sachs Bridge and Eisenhower Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Now, Kate, my wife, we were at Eisenhower Bridge, and she got real freaked out. So she decided to go sit in the car So when she was sitting there,
that's right. I remember her talking about.
She started
that.
Thinking. She's like, "Oh my god, I'm on the other side of the bridge, all alone." She goes, "What am I doing sitting in the car?" You know. So she came back out.
Yeah.
But out there, we did. We heard drums. We heard battle cries.
I remember her because we were asking her that at the mansion, and she was talking about like that was one of the freakiest things she ever experienced.
It was amazing. It really was. But yeah, I would love to get on a battlefield.
Oh,
you know,
gosh,
I mean,
yeah, right.
But Gettysburg for
That's
sure.
Awesome.
That was an awesome place.
Yeah.
And we went. I think it was the 4th of July when we went.
Okay.
So,
it was when
it was like the 200
anniversary of the
150th
battle, right?
Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah,
150. Yeah.
Let's make this happen.
About,
we're gonna go
what about
that.
You, Marv?
My dream investigation. I would actually like to do. It's the cemetery in Scotland. We were just talking about it last night. Greyfriars Cemetery. It's one of the oldest and supposed to be like one of the most haunted cemeteries, definitely in Europe.
Yeah,
probably the world. Like it's just so old and like there's so many stories like out of there. So I would like to do that, or I guess in the U.S. Probably OSR because I haven't been down there. I would like to do that.
Mine would be in the U.S., OSR, Gettysburg, all that kind of stuff like that. But overseas, there's actually two of them. There's the island off the coast of Spain that is quarantined because it is so haunted.
Yeah.
And also the forest in Japan where everybody commits suicide.
That would be interesting.
That would be the two that I would want to go to.
But that
you know, a body farm would probably be an interesting
No. I walked onto a body farm before.
I'm not going.
See, I would be more afraid. Like it's dark, right? I would be more afraid of like stepping like into somebody's chest.
Yeah.
And, like, my bad.
Isn't
like,
the Blarney Castle supposedly really haunted?
Yes.
As well?
I think every castle is.
Everywhere is really haunted. You know how many people have died in those things?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what is haunting. The Blarney Stone is haunted with various cases of herpes. I guarantee you that.
That's where. Never mind.
Actually, it's funny. You'll talk to like people that live there, and they're like, you know, like we go pee on that when you guys like aren't here, like so you come kiss it, and
right.
So, but what's your dream investigation, sweetie pie?
What?
Your dream investigation, sweetie pie. You're my wife. I can call you that.
Okay. You know, OSR. I really want to do that.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
I was just thinking, I'm like, we all seem to have a common, like, why are we sitting here and not making plans?
Right.
No. They only do it, like, do they do it year round or is it only?
Well, I think they slow down in the winter.
Okay.
And then Rich and I were just talking. I think they even decrease their hours. Like, we used to be able to do it all night long.
I would also like to do the Winchester Mansion.
No, that would be awesome.
Well, that
they
would
just found a new room there. Did you hear?
Really?
No.
Yes, they just found a new room.
Like that's just crazy. Like they found a new room. I mean, I know, like I know the story of it. Like it, but like it's crazy to be like, oh, like we found a new room.
Yeah,
it turns out it was.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Have you ever done like anything down in New Orleans? Like that place?
Oh, that was fun too.
I know a lot of that is also campy. Like we've done tours there too, where you're like, yeah, all right. But like
Kate and I were gonna go do it a couple years ago, but it just didn't fit into our schedule.
I mean, just like. Just walking around that place, like we go down there all the time, and there is, like I said, I don't claim to be a sensitive rubber, but you can feel
energy.
You can just feel it. There's so much that has gone on down there.
Yeah, I don't know though. I think I'd be kind of freaked out.
It might not be a good thing for you.
I would like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it started off as a penal colony, so I mean, you've got characters right then and there, and then you've got the voodoo, you've got the Lalauries, you've got. All of these different you have slave plantations and owners.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
When I was down there, I had to because I don't know if you can, but I can turn it off, and I had to turn it off. It was just too overwhelming.
Yeah,
I turned it on a couple times and went okay, and then turned it right back off again.
I know, and you walk. I mean,
you can't get away from it. That's the thing.
You can't get away from it. It's like all around you.
It's just all around. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, one day we make it down there.
Yeah, that would be awesome to go to one of those. The problem is, like, I mean, they're so.
You would be so drunk.
I would. You know what? You make it sound like I'm an alcoholic, and they go to me.
And you can't drink before an investigation anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's how I get tuned up.
I'm like, because I've been to New Orleans with you several times, and you have not been
but
sober.
But if I was down there investigating, it would be different.
No, it wouldn't.
Shut up, Jimmy. All right. On that note, can people like contact you or?
Yeah, sure. They can through Facebook.
Okay. 313 Paranormal.
I did drop the society from it, so now we are just 313 Paranormal.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Is that either that
tax reasons or something?
Exactly.
You know, LLC. Yeah. You're gonna LLC that. All right. No, I get you. You know, I mean, right. Donald Trump is smart for not paying. Yeah, he said that.
Yeah. Either you can find us on Facebook or Twitter.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, Jason, thanks. Jennifer, Rich, and Christy, who called in.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. It's always a pleasure. You know, you guys are – if you want to sit and talk about boxing, you're welcome anytime and interject. But, you know, that's what we ought to do. We ought to really mix it together and see if we can find – like we should go investigate like a gym or
– we did. Remember, Brad did that. Took those pictures with Floyd Mayweather in the basement of the Masonic.
Well, that's the Masonic. That is
right.
That place is haunted. Like I'm there a lot.
Well,
that
you
place
know what?
Is haunted as
if
all
we
get
could,
out.
If it wouldn't fall on our head, we could go investigate the old Kronk. But
I was just gonna say
that would fall on our head.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, thank you once again for coming in and sharing your wisdom and everything with us. And
thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely. You're always welcome. And. Brad will be back next week because whatever's happening, whether they win or lose, I mean, it's done. Like
yeah,
tomorrow,
it's done no matter what. So.
We'll be back with regularly scheduled programming starting next week. In the meantime, see ya.